Suddenly, the silence of the Ville seemed to be the stillness of a waiting trap, with enemies watching from every shadow.
Now we check the outhouses. Millie, stay with Dean. Let's go.
Jack and the Armorer charged into the night, their faces grim masks. Pulling a metallic envelope from a pocket, Dean ripped it open and used the U.S. Army moist towelette to clean his hands of the grease from dinner, then checked over his Browning high power. His gut was starting to tell the boy that death was on the move and coming their way. JB reported in 10 minutes later, stepping into view.
We didn't find him, and we did a once around the block in case it was just a mugging, just some Ville hard cases out to steal his blaster or something.
He gone.
Jack brandished the sword, the ebony stick now poking through his gun belt.
But we found Sheath.
Where?
Near Shitters. Must have ambushed there.
Well, don't sheath the blade. We might need that blood.
My thoughts exactly.
Ryan appeared from the street, holding a dog on a leash. Standing close by, Christy had her blaster hard against the back of Sparrow. The man was shivering in the cold.
We saw what was happening from the window. No sign of Doc from up there, so we brought some help.
Your turn, Fatso.
Christy nudged Sparrow forward with the muzzle of her blaster. Ryan passed the man the rope leash.
Find our friend and you keep breathing. Run off, and we'll torch that pest hole with your brother still inside. Got me?
It was a lie, but Sparrow didn't know that.
Sure, no problem. Houston is a good tracker. We found lots of folks for the Baron. Just show him the blade.
Jack held out the steel, and the dog approached it warily, then started to sniff, his tail wagging in excitement.
Got the scent, boy? Good. Now, go find the runaway. Find the runaway, boy!
Sparrow released the rope, and the dog sprung forward, his nose checking the ground here and there, spreading across the street, then starting back again. Mildred curled a lip at the wording. Runaway, eh? Sounded like the Ville did keep slaves. Maybe they simply hadn't encountered them yet.
What if this doesn't work?
Dean's father glanced at the keep rising above the Ville, just as lightning flashed, silhouetting the structure for a split second.
Then we grab the Baron and trade his ass for Doc.
And if he's been aced?
Then Rock Point gets a new Baron.
Over by the outhouses, the dog suddenly went stiff and lurched down a side street at a lope. Sparrow started after the hound.
He's got the scent!
Moving fast, the companions raced along the cobblestones, following the dog through the maze of streets.
Stay close. This could be an ambush.
Good.
Houston paused at an intersection, checking the ground several times before finally choosing an alleyway. People watched through closed shutters as the companions ran by, the adobe buildings going dark as candles were hastily extinguished. Obviously, this was Sekhman work and none of their concern. Reaching a courtyard, the dog froze and growled at the darkness to the left. Weird piles of things creaking in the wind, the jumble reaching higher than the wall surrounding the Ville.
What's over there?
Sparrow shrugged.
Junkyard. Baron collects pre-dark machines.
I thought this place didn't have any wags.
None of them work. Houston just don't like it there because the Baron guards the stuff with a couple of big cats he caught in the Saltlands.
Gaza protected wags that didn't work with a couple of cougars? Sure. Ryan was starting to understand why the Baron was on bad terms with Traitor. It was starting to sound like Gaza was stockpiling weapons and wags for a major assault somewhere. A war was brewing in these sand dunes, which meant there had to be another Ville nearby. Unless Traitor was the target. Ryan tried a hunch.
Gaza really hates those folks to the north of here, huh?
Sparrow looked puzzled.
Ain't nothing to the north that I know about. Hey, there he goes again!
In a burst of speed, Houston scampered down a broad street, then disappeared into a cross street. Turning the corner, Ryan spied the dog running past a group of Sekhmen coming down the street with crackling torches and crossbows in their hands. One of the men noticed them and started to level a crossbow.
It's the Outlanders! Shill 'em!
Releasing his grip on the stire, Ryan pulled the Sig Sauer and fired. The whispering 9mm slugs tearing through the soft tissue of the men's throats, and the guards fell, drowning in their own blood. One of them got off an arrow that whizzed past Jack, and he jerked an arm forward. The blade hit the Sekhman in the chest, dead center in the heart. Still holding the crossbow, the The man went completely still, then slowly toppled. Another raised his long blaster, and Dean flipped his Bowie knife into the man's stomach, making him drop the blaster. Then Ryan stroked the trigger on the 6-hour, and the guard flipped backward minus a face.
Let's take the bows.
Christie tugged a quiver of bolts from the trembling arm of a corpse.
Once we start shooting, all hell is going to break loose.
Ryan slit the throat of a guard who was somehow still alive.
As already.
You got a silenced blaster? You folks work for the traitor.
Close enough.
JB watched the windows along the street while Mildred took the other crossbow and a second quiver. The stock seemed to be whittled from a house beam, the cross hammered from a steel leaf spring out of a car. She had seen similar homemade weapons before. They were crude, cumbersome, and extremely powerful.
Is he coming? Gonna do Gaza and Hawk? Oh, I'd be glad to help there.
Go find your dog.
Moving around the sprawled bodies, Sparrow took off after the animal, with the companions close behind. Raised voices were heard in the distance, but they moved away from the group, heading for the keep. Oddly, the area was starting to look familiar when Ryan saw the dog start for a red brick building without doors or windows.
Dark Knight, this is the rear of the temple.
Call him back now!
Sparrow whistled, and the dog stopped, looking back at his master, then turned and trotted back.
So that's where your friend is. They got him in the temple. You might as well leave. Most likely he's aced already, or worse.
What do you mean, worse?
Sparrow quoted the Vil mantra.
Blood for water. But I also hear the scorpion god likes it spiced with screams.
Doc was in a torture chamber? Shitfire. Ryan swung around his blaster until it pointed at Sparrow. In spite of the evening chill, the fat man started to sweat.
You kept your part of the deal, so we'll keep ours. Now leave before I change my mind.
Sparrow nodded energetically and took off at a run down the street, Houston tagging along behind his corpulent master, JB tracking their departure with a Uzi machine gun.
If he talks, we're dead.
Ryan turned from the man and the dog.
He wouldn't do anything until he set his brother free, and then they'll have to discuss whether they should side with Traitor or Gaza. Say 10 minutes, maybe 15.